Blog Talk Radio.
Another day in Zion, and we thank and praise God for this time that we share. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good day to each of you in Radio Land. We praise God for this time that we share with you here at PSM Live with Prophetic Perspectives. And the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent. Boy, what a wonderful God we serve. I tell you, people of God, last night I rejoiced in God so much as we concluded, praise the Lamb of God, the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation there on our Facebook page with the saints of God in class to see, praise the Lamb of God, just how awesome our God is and what he has in store for those that love him. Praise the Lamb. I hope and pray that your day is enriched and that your life has been enriched by this show. Those of you that are chiming in via the internet, praise the Lamb of God. We will be asking you, if you would, to call in today, be a part of our live show. That number is area code 646-564-9818, area code 646 564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God. And you can be a part of our live studio today, ask questions, participate in our panel discussions, things of that nature as we go forth. We are preparing, praise God, to go to Texas tomorrow morning. Praise the Lamb of God. Got a lot to do today, a lot of running. I might have to cut the show a little short today, but we thank God for the time we share. Praise the Lamb of God. We're on our way to the prayer center with Pastor Robert and Helen Epps. Oh, my goodness, Gracie McCoy and other prophets and prophetess that's meeting us there. We had a conference call last night. Oh, my goodness gracious. It's going to be a time filled with prophecy. Praise the Lamb of God, prophetic utterances, prayers, intercessory. It's going to be going on down in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, at the prayer center. Those of you who would like that address, phone number, for more information, you can just look at my banner, Praise the Lamb of God, on my personal page, Michael Shakespeare, and you will see. Just click in, Praise the Lamb of God, and it will take you directly there. The Lord is good. The Lord is blessing us right now. My daughter, Gabriella, is out of school for winter break here in the state of Michigan. Praise God. And she is with Daddy. She spent the night with Daddy last night. Oh, my goodness, this pretty baby of mine, praise God, is running around the house here. And we thank and praise God for her being here with us. Praise the Lord. Gabriella, is you going to say hi to everybody in Radio Land?
Hi, everybody.
Oh, my goodness, that's the precious, most prettiest thing you ever want to see, people of God. I can hear people hollering back, hi, Gabby, hi, Gabby. Oh, yes, Gabby's here with us today, and we thank and praise God for, you know, and Angel was here earlier. Praise God. Angel came by. Praise God. She really just snuck by to see Gabby. Don't think she came to see me. She came to see her little sister. Praise the Lord, and we thank God for love in the house today. All right, people of God, my goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to hear this, and then we'll be right back. Praise God.
Come on and praise the Lord, everybody. Come on and bless the Lord in this place. Come on and put your hands together. Come on, we want the people of the earth, the nations, to declare his glory and his majesty. Hallelujah.
Oh, that's the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship with Maya. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, arise, O God, arise, I King. Praise the Lamb of God. And we are here. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we're live in the studio. Got Gabriella Noel Shakespeare running around here with me. Praise the Lamb of God. And we bless and praise God for each of you that have chimed in today. Praise the Lamb and those that will be chiming in. I'm sure there will be lots more today. Praise the Lamb. It's Testimony Tuesday. It's Testimony Tuesday. It's Testimony Tuesday, people of God. Hallelujah. Who has a testimony today to share with us? Praise the Lamb of God. All you got to do is push one on your dial, and you can share your testimony of the goodness of God and what God has done for you. Wait a minute. Wait. It's breaking out already. Error code 248. Who's calling?
This is Divine Favor, Dad. How you doing today?
This is Divine Favor, Daddy. How you doing, daughter?
I am great. I'm great. I was just about to post, you know, my testimony. We can be honest here. I want to say that I wanted to complain, but I won't complain. I want to thank God for just being here today. I've been through a rough week. Me and my children have been through a rough week, but I've been giving him praise. I pray I've been passing tests from last week to this week. From 2 days in a row to Samuel getting his fingers split and glued back together, to me getting identity theft on a credit card, to the car getting hit, not my car, but the car I'm using. Glory to God. Then Destiny's grandmother passed. It's just been blessed. It's been blessed because I know that I got to go through the fire in order to come out as pure gold. And I just thank him. It's been some times that I have said some negative things, but I've been convicted. And I thank God for the PSMI family just encouraging us. I thank God for the fire, the mind. My testimony is I got a mind to live for Jesus. I got a man to live for Jesus, not just lip service, but I got a man to live for him. And I thank God for you. I thank God for you being the servant that you are. I thank God for you yielding your spirit just like Jesus was obedient to the cross. I thank you for your obedience. I will follow. You follow the Lord in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's my testimony. Hallelujah.
You came
thank
here
you,
my,
Lord.
I
thank
man
you.
Follow Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Like
thank
my
you,
grandmother.
Thank
I got
you,
a man.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah, daughter. Oh, my God. Lit us up again. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, people of God, hallelujah, when you trust God, no matter what you're going through, praise the Lamb of God, if you trust God through it, I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, come out at the other end shouting. You'll come out at the other end praising. God didn't tell us that we wasn't going to have no troubles.
Come on
he
now.
Be with you in the trouble. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Wasn't going to go in the fiery furnace, but when they look in there, instead of seeing one, they're going to see two.
Yes.
Hallelujah, because he's going to be in there with you. My goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He said, when you go through the fire, when you go through the flood, when you go, you're going to go. Hallelujah. But I'll be with you. Praise the Lamb of God, and that's our comfort. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That's our peace.
Yes.
That's our joy. Hallelujah. Once we really wrap our hearts and minds around that, nothing can shake your foundation because you have a mind, praise the Lamb of God, to continue to serve and give God the praise that's due him and due him alone. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
You all hear that sound like a Job story.
Yes.
The sun split, knee glued back together. Praise the Lamb of God.
2 days in a row, Prophet. 2 days in a row. Then his ankle got injured in his ankle Saturday.
Right. His ankle was injured Saturday. His fingers split. Car damage. Grandmother died. Just back to back to back on top of each other. But yet we shouting and praising God.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
And
this is a true saint right here.
Woo, purge me. Purge me, Jesus.
Woo. Hallelujah. Most folks fall out in the flow, won't go to church. All that. I just been going through so much. You ain't been through it alone. How you going to give up on the God that went through you with it?
You're right.
Praise
You're right.
the Lamb of God. I love Jesus today.
Jesus. Yes.
Lord, hallelujah. Boy, I ain't heard that in so long. Girl, let me tell you something. Your old soul, I got a mind to serve.
Don't make me break out and sing, Prophet, because you know what I was thinking. Does anybody here want to live for Jesus? I got a mind to live for Jesus all of my days. Come on now.
Woo! Come touch on. A neighbor, touch a friend, touch a neighbor. Tell your friend, we got a mind today. We got a mind. We got a mind
yes.
to live for Jesus. Okay. Praise the love of God. This first testimony on fire.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
People
yes.
of God, is testimony Tuesday here at PSM Live, and it's your opportunity to tell of the goodness of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Andrea just dropped hers on you, dropped it like it's hot. Hallelujah. I know somebody else has got a testimony. You cannot trick me, praise the Lamb of God. You just don't want folks to know your business. Some of you all got some money, too. Praise the Lamb of God. You just don't want people to know your business. But I know God is blessing you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because the word of God cannot lie. Erico 985, your mic is hot.
Well, good morning. Hello,
good morning.
Friends.
Who's calling?
Margie Scott.
Margie Scott. Praise the Lord all down in the bayou with the alligators, y'all. Praise the Lamb of God. How you doing, Margie?
Today I am doing fantastic. For a week ago, I thought I was with the alligators.
Uh-oh.
I could not see out of one of my eyes, barely, but I kept listening to the show. I just couldn't chime in. And I tell you, Denise Conyers prayed a prayer the first day that I was hit with the sickness, that I began to claim healing, and I've been speaking it, and I anointed myself with oil and kept praying, and I tell you, Prophet, God is good.
God is.
I asked him, I said, why can't I see in the natural? He said, because I want to show you something in the spiritual.
Ooh-wee, he will do it to you, too. That has happened in the
midst. Willing to trust me, because if you see in the natural, it will prohibit you from seeing what I want to show you. I had to quiet myself, not be afraid, and I just kept saying, Lord, I'm willing. And like I had a mind to praise him, woman of God. I have a mind to praise him and to serve him. So I've been quiet, waiting patiently on the Lord. And today I can see better. I went to the doctor yesterday because my husband said, I can't take it anymore. You're going. And
hallelujah.
And,
well,
it looks like you should be having shingles. But, well, we're going to give you some medicine for it anyway because I really can't tell. I really don't know. I say because I'm not claiming shingles. I came so I can know what to pray against. So since you've given it a name, I'm telling the Lord that is not what's going to come on me and stay. So I am.
Have you ever had measles?
I had measles and I had chicken pox. So, yes,
well,
I was having all of the viral symptoms.
Yeah, shingles is a result of that for a lot of people, you know, but our God is able to make them go back and hide. Praise the Lamb of God.
It's supposed to be in a lot of pain, but I want you to know, Prophet, I don't have the pain that they said I should have been having. That's why he didn't know what to call it, and he was just looking with a little glass and trying to magnify it so he could see. He said, but we're going to give you this medication because if you've had chicken pox or measles, then you would be in the viral family of shingles.
Yeah, prone for shingles. Yeah, that is true. Praise the Lord.
But I am good today because I know God is good, and I just have to get in here and say it's all right.
You want me to say something? I don't know if Denise Conyers is on listening to us today, but that is one powerful, powerful girl. Praise the Lamb of God. That young woman down there in D.C., praise the Lamb of God, which is her initials, by the way, Denise Conyers, she lives in D.C., but God has done so much through her praying.
Yes, sir.
I don't even think she know the magnitude and the scope of since she's came on board in this intercessory thing with us and heading up the intercessory ministry, what God is really doing through her and how God is using her to be a blessing to so many. And sometimes it's just in her voice.
Yes, sir.
It's something about when she prays. Praise the Lamb of God. She has a lot of power, a lot of energy, a lot of fervency in her praying that's not normal for the average person.
That
and,
is so
but, true. But I promise you, when she go there, my God in heaven, praise the Lamb.
She started claiming it. I said, she's praying for me now. That's my prayer. She's using her voice to pray for me. Lord, I grab it all. I had to really, because I could not see, and I'm going, I'm not losing my sight, Lord. I know I'm not. But then
hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, we command healing right now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Upon your retinic nerve and your optic nerve. Praise the Lamb of God. And Father, we rebuke, hallelujah, the devourer. We rebuke, praise the Lamb of God, shingles. We rebuke, hallelujah, any effects of measles and mumps, Father. We command it back to the pit from which it came in the name of Jesus. And we command complete wholeness on your daughter now in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, let me tell you something. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord trying to talk to me. Oh, wait a minute, Margie, because I asked God something this morning. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see if this will. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
The Lord told me to tell you, by this time tomorrow, you will know that a miracle has taken place in your body.
Ah! Hallelujah. I claim it.
That's what the Lord told me. I sat here this morning and I was reading the word and stuff and I was praying. Sunday, I woke up Sunday morning with this burst of energy and authority. I don't even know how I explain how that feels, but I woke up that way. And when I rose up and I'm walking around the house, I said, it just popped out of my mouth. I said, God, I feel like dispensing some miracles today.
I've
given out miracles. And when I got to the church, when I was ready to get up in the pulpit, God said, for every soul that comes to the altar, I'm going to work a miracle.
My God.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And I released a miracle anointing on Sunday at the church. Praise the Lord. I'm releasing it right now. Praise the Lamb of God. I release it on you, daughter, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo! I can't wait to hear you talk tomorrow. Glory to Jesus Christ. Y'all going to mess up everything. Praise the Lord. Wait a minute. I don't know. Well, we'll see. Praise the Lord. Depending on what time my flight land. Praise the Lord. I might be right there on time for it. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, people of God, what is God doing with us? How is God using us in this season? I'm not talking about me. I said us. Praise the Lamb of God. How is God using us one way or another? Praise the Lamb. I told you all, and I've been telling them on our Facebook page on Thursday night, the Lord had been speaking. He said, not only do I want to work miracles through you, I want you to be a miracle.
My Lord.
And I want you to become a miracle worker.
Praise the
Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Not only do I want to work miracles for you, praise the Lamb of God, I want to leave the power of miracle working in you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can be a dispenser of miracles. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I wish somebody would shout miracle worker today. Praise the Lamb of God, because God is a miracle-working God, and he's still working miracles, people of God. The Lord told us, and some of these that's listening to my voice, no, I prophesied it to them. God told us this is the season of signs, wonders, and miracles. Praise the Lamb of God that this is the season that we're in. Praise the Lamb, and I'm not going to let that go. Hallelujah. I'm not going to. You want me to tell you, let me watch this, Margie. This is the scripture that I was going to read today, praise the Lamb of God, on the show. Hallelujah. I said, I'm going to read this passage of scripture today out of my meditation. Look what it says. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the broken heart, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to open the prisons to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto those who mourn in Zion, to to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Now, when you read that in the New Testament, praise the Lamb of God, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he has anointed me to preach the gospel unto the poor, the recovering of sight. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's what he says. To open the prisons. Praise the Lamb of God. To set at liberty those who are bound. People of God. Hallelujah. The word of God. Hallelujah. Is prophetic. Is alive today as it was when Jesus was walking the earth. I hear you, Father. It is well. Hallelujah.
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 Thank
you, Lord. Bless his holy name today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, what an awesome God we serve, people of God. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Woo, bless his name. Yes, Lord.
You know, Poppy, when you can't see out of your natural eye, it's like all of your other senses become sharper. Then you begin to perceive more. You begin to feel more. And you begin to just ponder that thing. God, what am I looking for? Why can't I see? And then he said, because I need you to see me first.
My God,
you're going to see in the natural because there are so many things happening that's causing people to wonder if God is real, but we have to know it in our Noah that he's real, regardless of what we're seeing.
Yes, sir.
We have to believe God's word. And so you just gave me one for eyes. Yes, you did.
Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. And I'm claiming that.
I'm excited about what God is about to do for you. Praise the Lamb. You ain't even got to claim this one. Praise the Lamb of God. It's done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Yeshua, it is done. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know when God speaks, and I know he's speaking right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Woo! Praise God for his miracle-working authority, his miracle-working power. Praise the Lamb of God that he is dispensing upon. Praise the Lamb of God, the saints of God. Hallelujah, saints. Boy, we should be shouting and running up and down the street testifying. If the things that God is doing for us had happened in the days of our forefathers, they've been running up and down the road barefoot. Praise the Lamb of God, shouting and leaping. Hallelujah, about what good things God has done. Saints are too quiet. Praise the Lamb of God. We're so quiet. We don't want to share our testimonies. Praise them. The world don't do nothing but make noise. Pull up beside you and they cause the whole car shaking. Make your car shake. Keep noise up. We the quietest secret agent believers in the world. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We got to come out of that mess. Hallelujah. Give God some praise and let somebody know that Jesus is real and that he is alive and doing well. Praise him. Oh, we got some more people here calling in. Wait a minute. Error code 240.
Hey, Prophet. Good morning, Elder Margie. How are you? This is Denise.
Oh, goodness. Now we got a fire burning. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
You know what, Prophet? I have a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And, last week, I posted it like 12 o'clock, 12-something this morning. Last Friday when you were, I posted saying that I had something standing before me and I didn't know whether to cry or to laugh, but I had to laugh to keep from crying. And when you had asked us to begin to call in to pray for certain, you know, just to that you wanted, you know, at least three other persons to pray on the call, and I went in queue, and as I was waiting, I began to just to worship the Lord, and the Lord started shifting the atmosphere. that my focus, my prayer was not about me and woe, it was me, because it's so easy, even as intercessors, for us to get in a place where we begin to cry out of woe, it's me, instead of woe, not why not me? And so as I prayed, the power of the Lord just transcended my atmosphere and what I was facing, I was able to face and still stand and trust in God that God was going to make a way out of no way. What looked like a dark situation became a way of light for the Lord to just shine in my life. And the other testimony that I had today, last night, I posted a prayer. I was with my brother, and, you know, some know and some didn't know that he was in the hospital a few weeks ago, and he had ammonia in his system, and it was starting to affect his liver. And when he got to the hospital, well, when the EMTs got to him, he was kind of non-responsive, where he could open his eyes, but he couldn't speak much. And they were asking him questions, and he was saying, and he just kept responding in that manner because he couldn't formulate his words. What we learned later was it was part of the alcohol, part of it was because he had alcohol poisoning. And so in his blood pressure, when they got to him, it was 250 over. I don't even know what the bottom number was. When I got to him, it was 206 over 114, which is still extremely high. And so I kind of started researching, and I was praying, just asking the Lord, Lord, whatever you need to do, do it. I'm not going to pray against your hand, but I'm going to submit. And so to make a long story short, yesterday, we ended up hooking up, and he asked me to go out to eat with him. And me and my brother are like oil and vinegar. We used to be so close when we were growing up, but our lives took two different paths.
Right.
He professed Muslim. I profess Jesus Christ, and I don't change when he comes around, because this is what you believe, but this is the God that I pray to. You're in my house. This is how I pray to bless my food. So anyway, we went out last night, and he was drinking, and he had got drunk, and he started to get belligerent. And, I mean, and normally I instantly get an attitude. I posted a prayer asking people to just to begin to pray. And I know the Lord wants to do something mighty in his life, because he's tired of running, but he don't know where to run to. And so we ended up not even eating. We had an appetizer, and we ended up leaving because I'm like, okay, I can see him getting irritated. And before I react in public to a way that will not be great for my witness, let me just go ahead and take him home. And when we got outside, I had to get loud with him just to get him in the car. And, you know, he began to cuss me out. And instead of me retaliating in anger, I started laughing. And, you know, he said some things, and some of the things he don't remember. Well, to make a long story short, when I called in this morning to get on a show, he called me. And he began to talk to me and say, thank you for hanging out with me, little sister, and all that stuff. And I'm like, you don't even realize what you did. You started cussing me out. He was like, I thought we had a good time. You may have had a good time, but, and I began to tell him some things. Well, my testimony is my brother apologized to me for cussing me out, and he said, you know, little sister, I'm hurting. You are one of the strongest people that I know. I don't understand why, you know, some things. And he said maybe I need to start going back to the mosque. He said, then again, maybe I need to go with you one Sunday to church.
I got ready to tell you that the whole thing has been, he has seen you stand in your faith, in a faith he can't stand in. That has been the conflict with you all. That's what's caused you all to be oil and vinegar. That he can't, he watch you. And you're standing on the promises of God. You're standing on the promises of Jesus Christ. And now you have won the battle. You didn't even know you was spiritual warfare with that one.
Well, I did know I was in spiritual warfare with him because one time I had to put him out my house, and we got into an altercation in front of my parents.
Oh,
and he began to cuss me out, and I was disappointed that my father did not stand up to my brother. But this has been going on for years, where my mother has always been the stronger one, the dominated one, where my father would say things to my mother to tell the children instead of my father speaking as the man, as the priest of the home. And so, you know, my dad ended up taking my brother somewhere. He came back to my house. And, you know, of course, I was the one that got the bulk of the blame. And I'm like, no, I'm not taking the blame for anybody else any longer. Listen, this man is grown. You all don't babyfy me. And, you know, and so I had to forgive my brother. I had to forgive my parents because it's always been, he has been, I know, my mother's favorite child, one of my mother's favorite children, where some of the others have fallen at the bottom. He's been the favorite one, but he's been the one that disappointed the most. So now, and the Lord revealed that there's a spirit of jealousy between him and I when he was the one that was favored because he was in a life of, you know, dealing drugs for years, and my parents tolerated it. But I was the one that always struggled, you know, to get things, you know, the things in life. My brothers say, I want, and they say, okay, let me sign. I was the one with the job and said, can y'all help me? Oh, no, we can't do it. We can't put nothing else in our name. So it's made me a better person. And I used to be very resentful because I felt like, okay, why can't you love me like you love him and favor me like you favor him? And so now that the tables have turned, and he'll tell my parents out of a guilt trip, y'all always did for her and babyfied her and did and did and did. Now, mind you, I'm the fifth child of six children. He's the third, but yet it was always a wrestling, and it goes back to Cain and Abel. When you look at that situation of how the one child was favored over the other based on the parental status or whatever the case may be. And I see that. And the Lord showed me last night that demons were talking to my brother because he would doze off and he would wake up and be like, why that girl calling my name? I'm like, ain't nobody calling your name. But the Lord said it's the demons that's tormenting him that he can wake up and speak and say, somebody's calling my name.
Yeah.
You know, so I just, my testimony is my God is faithful.
You know, well, I want to tell you this. While you were talking, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and told me this, praise the love of God, as sure as I live, says the Lord, that your entire family is going to sit at a table soon. Your entire family, your mother and all is going to sit at a table and eat and drink together and rejoice and be happy. I will bring the past, said the Lord, because of you, Denise. Praise the Lamb of God. God is going to do this. This is a miracle you have prayed for, and God said it's about to come to pass for you, that the family is going to come together on one accord. Hallelujah. Another thing that your brother, praise the Lamb of God, is suppressing, it's a divine calling.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, to preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
He come back over, you watch and see how fast he be preaching.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. You just watch.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, that's something bothering you. Praise the Lamb of God. If you can just give me a summation of it quick, praise the Lamb, because I want to speak this miracle on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Say, can you repeat that, Prophet?
Is something else bothering you that you need God to move in a way for you right now?
I would say my finances and ministry, the call.
Your finances?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
And the call to ministry. I'll inbox you the details, but
yeah, talk about the ministry. Inbox me on that. Praise the Lamb of God. Could I release a financial miracle to you today in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. I release it in Jesus' mighty name. And I know what I'm doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And watch God do it. Praise the Lamb. More than you can imagine or think what God is about to release to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's coming quick. Lamb, it's coming quick. This ain't no far off thing. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. We haven't even went in yet. Well, got Denise right here to pray. My goodness. She on the line. Thank God we got her. We caught her. We caught her. Thank you, Margie.
Margie,
praise God. We got Denise right here to lead us in prayer today, people of God. We know we have to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. Gabby's smiling because I thought I was going to make her pray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People of God, let me tell you something. Prayer is essential. Praise the Lamb of God. Prayer is essential. Hallelujah. We don't omit prayer for nothing. Hallelujah. We have to go forth in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love you all today. Come on, Denise, lead us right quick.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we come to you this day, oh God. God, this is a new day with new mercies and new grace, Lord God. God, that we don't deserve, but yet you bestowed it upon us anyhow, oh God. God, we come this day just to declare that you are God and besides you there is no other, oh God. God, we come to bow in the bowels of mercy, Lord God. God, we come to render to you all that's due your holy and righteous name, oh God. God, we come this morning standing on Matthew 6:33, oh God. God, you said seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, oh God. God, and all other things shall be added, Lord God. God, we thank you this morning, Lord God. God, that you've added a new day of life, oh God. God, we thank you that you've added a new day of miracles, signs, and wonders, Lord God. God, we thank you today that this is a day that we are to attest to your goodness, your grace, in your power, Lord God. God, we thank you for the authority, Lord God. God, that you've given us in the earth realm, Lord God. God, that you've given us dominion and power, oh God. God, we come this morning, Lord God. God, repenting, Lord God. God, repenting for ill words that we've spoken, Lord God. God, we repent for not trusting you, oh God. God, for not standing on our watch post, Lord God. God, we repent for falling asleep, Lord God. God, we repent for failing to trust in you, Lord God. God, we repent today, Lord God. God, we position our hearts, Lord God. God, to receive of you, Lord God. God, not just to hang out, Lord God. God, but to receive what you're doing in this time and in this season, Lord God. God, we ask for the answer, God, on waiting to be released, Lord God. God, over the airwaves, Lord God. God, that we can discern the times and the seasons, Lord God. God, that we can be your prophets and your prophetess, Lord God. God, your prophetic intercessors, Lord God. God, that will stand at the gate, Lord God. God, in an influence, Lord God. God, what comes in and what goes out, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God. God, that you will cause the airway to yield to your prophet, Lord God. God, that as he speaks, declaring and decreeing, Lord God. God, that there will be a mighty move, Lord God. God, that the show will be hijacked, Lord God. God, by the Spirit of the living God, oh God. God, Holy Ghost, have your way, oh God. God, on this show today, show out, break forth, Lord God. God, call the prisoners to come out of prison, oh God. God, with their hands up, Lord God. God, we arrest the drug addicts now in the spirit realm, Lord God. God, we arrest the drunks, Lord God. God, the prostitutes, Lord God. God, we arrest the male and the spirit by the Spirit of the living God. God, that a transition will come, oh God. God, we pray for
to God, which is in front of us, Lord God. God, we take possession, God, faith, Lord God. God, we come asking you to activate our faith, Lord God. God, you said that if we have the faith, the size of the mustard seed, oh God. God, that as we begin to speak to the mountains, Lord God, God, the mountains must bow at the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, for destroying the yoke, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, for new eyesight that we may see into the spirit realm, Lord God. God, that we stand before our open heaven, Lord God. God, that it will begin to yield, Lord God. God, the prophetic dreams, Lord God. God, the prophetic visions, Lord God. God, the prophetic words that's been spoken over our lives, Lord God. God, we thank you for what you're doing, Lord God. God, we thank you for how you're going to move, Lord God. God, over the lives of your people, Lord God. God, we come to profess and confess, Lord God. God, we trust you, Lord God. God, we trust you today, Lord God. God, because you said that you are who you are, Lord God. God, that you are the great I am, Lord God. God, you are the I am that I am, Lord God. God, you are Jehovah Shalom, Lord God. God, you are Jehovah Nissi, Lord God. God, you are Elroy, Lord God. God, you are the way, the truth, and the life, Lord God. God, we thank you today, Lord God. God, that you've anointed us, Lord God. God, to preach and teach the gospel, Lord God. God, to set the captives free, Lord God. God,
who you go?
Lord God. God, do it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, that we will arise in you, Lord God. God, with the power and the dominion that you've given us, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, that you said that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in pulling down strongholds, oh God. God, we come to dismantle, Lord God. God, the strongholds, Lord God. God, the tent around about your people, Lord God. God, as your servant prays, open the eyes of the servant, Lord God. God, so let it be, Lord God. God, that you open our prophetic eyes, Lord God. God, that we will see, Lord God. God, that we will see and we'll begin to speak what you show us, Lord God. God, we'll begin to declare those things that you're doing, Lord God. God, even in the earth realm, Lord God. God, there is a shifting, Lord God. God, there is a prophetical wind that's blowing from the north, the south, the east, the west, Lord God. God, and it shall yield what you have declared, Lord God. God, deliverance, healing, and those that are bound to be set free, Lord God. God, we thank you for what you're going to do, Lord God. God, we thank you for the word that shall come forth, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, what you're doing, Lord God. God, we come against childhood hurts, Lord God. God, we come against childhood pain now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, you said that you were working for the good of those that love you in a call, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, that you are showing us, Lord God. God, even when our mothers and fathers forsaken us, you were there with us, oh God. God, and for that we tell you, thank you, Lord God. God, we give you glory. Glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. It is in your blessed name that we seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you,
Jesus.
In Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Woo-wee. My God. God, and praise God for God and these men of God in the ministry. What a powerful, powerful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Wait a minute, got another mic in here. Praise the Lamb of God. Testimony is coming in. Error code 864. Error code 864.
Hi, Prophet. This is Sylvia again. I have to share, Saturday I was invited to give scripture at a women's program. And I know months ago you had told me that the Lord was going to call me to the front line. So we went in and prayed, and so I said, okay, I'll sit on the sideline, you know, up by the altar. And they was like, no, no, we want you up here. So I get up there, and okay, I'll take the back seat. No, we want you to take the front seat. So while we're in worship, I hear the Lord say, I have called you here. I want you to take your place.
My God.
So I'm like, okay, Lord, okay. And then I had some issues Friday, some issues with my daughter and her father. And so Saturday after I left the program, my mom called, and we was talking about the situation. And she just went into a praise and a worship. It was like I could feel the Holy Spirit, the fire of God in her. She's the one who had me to get a new glass and give her water.
Yes.
And 3 drops of oil. And you said, and when I heard that, I said, oh, God, that's nothing but the spirit in her that's, you know, speaking now. So with such power.
God,
so
my
God is truly moving. And I thank you for your word, your encouragement, and how you just pour into us every day.
Hallelujah. But, baby, what does you need God to do for you right now?
Oh, right now, I just need him to work in my children. I have such a battle with them, Prophet, and it's always a tug of war. You know, I'm trying to be the mother and the father in the home, and I constantly get backlash from their dad. I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. So it's constantly wearing on my spirit.
How old are your children?
Sir?
How old are your children?
I'm 17 and 27.
Girl, you don't sound like you that old. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, I am.
Shoot, you sound like you 27. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me see. Hallelujah. I told the people of God to do this some time ago. I don't know if you heard me when I told them. Praise, but the Lord gave us a mandate to anoint our children's bedposts.
Okay.
Anoint their beds, praise the Lamb of God, and that we would see a change in them. Hallelujah. So I release the miracle of peace in your home. It's a miracle, too. The miracle of peace. Hallelujah.
Okay.
The peace of God, hallelujah, that passes all understanding. I release it in your home. Hallelujah. And among your children, praise the Lamb of God. That peace will abide. Praise the Lamb of God. Father, we rebuke the adversary now. The devil that comes up against this home, that comes up against this family, cannot have these children, neither this mother. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we break every yoke of bondage. In the name of Yeshua. Father, I have spoken your peace in this home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let peace abide now in Jesus' name, even in her heart, in her mind, and in her spirit. Let a calm come over her, Father, the refreshing wind of your spirit. Hallelujah. That she might know without a doubt, Father. Hallelujah. That you have heard our prayer in this day. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what I want you to do. I saw this while I was praying. Praise the Lamb. That same anointing oil, I want you to take a few drops, praise the Lamb of God, for the next 7 days. Every time you cook, I want you to, for your children, I want you to drop just a couple of drops in it, in the food.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. We're going to see a change within. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You for calling in today.
Thank you. Thank you,
Praise
Mark.
The Lamb of God. What's your last name?
Aiken.
Aiken, there's a package on the way to your house. Praise
oh,
the
thank
Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Be blessed. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb. Let me see. 708 is here. Erica, 708.
Good afternoon, Prophet. How are you? This is Sandra.
I know this ain't Sandra.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Glory to God.
I ain't heard from Sandra in 100 years. Sandra left me. She jumped off the show.
Oh, no, no. I will never leave you. It may
How
appear
you doing,
that
daughter?
I hit home. I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. You know, I wanted to call in earlier and give my testimony, but the Holy Spirit told me I had to wait until after prayer. And it was so strange because it wasn't just I had to wait until after prayer. I had to wait until after Denise prayed.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, I don't even know if Denise is praying, Lord. And he said, you can't give your testimony until after Denise prays. So after when she began to pray, the Holy Spirit began to reveal some things to me because she prayed and sealed some things over my life that she had no idea that she did. And I understood why I had to wait. But my testimony is, you spoke something over me last Thursday, and you said that that I was going to give birth and that the baby was in the birth canal and I was getting ready to push. And
wow.
I received that word, but I really didn't understand it. And as I was going through, some things had begun to happen in my life, and all these things began to hit me at one time. And I'm going to be very transparent here because this word is going to help somebody else out today. I have been unemployed for over 4 years, and I've had no income coming in, but God has sustained me to where I've not missed anything. And I'm like, Lord, I just don't understand this. Everything is hitting me all at once. And, you know, I felt like David, Lord, how long will the wicked prosper? And do you not see that your people are suffering? And I got so angry, I didn't want to read my scriptures, and I didn't want to pray. And the Lord began to reveal to me, he said, when you're in labor, it hurts.
Yes.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. That you better know, it hurts.
Labor does not feel good. Labor hurts. And when a woman goes into labor, she gets angry with the father.
Amen.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. And I began to repent and ask the Lord to forgive me for the way that I had treated him because he was doing a work in me. And because I did not understand the work, I let the processing of the work give me short-sightedness for a moment. And then when the saints began to pray for me, I got my sight back. And the last couple of days, I have woke up with a praise on my lips. And you spoke it so plainly and clear yesterday when you were speaking about elevation.
I was like,
oh, my gosh. Lord, I just woke up at 4 o'clock this morning thanking and praising you for your revelation and for your elevation on my life.
Woo-wee. Hallelujah. Glory to God in heaven. The Lord is awesome.
I thank God for you I never met Denise personally. But I know her in the spirit, and I just thank God because that's a mighty, powerful woman of God in prayer.
You're going to meet her this year at the gathering because if she don't be there, we're going to hog tie her to something. Praise the Lamb of God. Denise has to be at the gathering this year in Chicago, Illinois. It's going to be on. Oh, people of God, hallelujah. Now, you know, this is the seventh. Seventh week of the year. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. How many dollars you supposed to save this week, daughter?
This is the seventh week. 7 times 4 is what? 24.
You supposed to save $7 this week. That's all. See, I wanted to see if you all had this thing. The number of the week in the year, that's how much you save that week. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Next week, you save $8. The week after that, you save $9. The week after that, you save $10. All the way till you get to 52.
Praise the Lord.
You're going to have $1,300-something saved up so that you'll be able to come to the conference in style. Now, I done gave you an easy saving plan, people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. $1, the first week of the year, all you had to save is $1. Some of you right now can catch up. All you got to do is go back and count the weeks.
Amen.
Put that amount in a can somewhere and put it up. And every week, put it in that can. I promise you, by the end of this year, you're going to be glad you did it. You're going to have over $1,000 for the conference. In
Amen.
Order for you to come and come and feel in yourself, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I'm here. I can pay for my own room. I can pay for my own food. I'm not scuffling. I ain't asking nobody to do nothing for me. And I can enjoy the conference. If I want to buy a book, some oil or whatever, it's right here. I got it. Praise the Lamb of God, because I obeyed the man of God. Listen to the word of God. If you obey the prophet, you will prosper. Now, I gave you all this at the beginning of the year. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Don't eat all your seed. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't eat all of your seed. Some of your seed you save. Some of your seed you replant. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's all you have to do. Praise God. Now, some of you will be going to catch on like me. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, I was supposed to save $7 this week. I saved $21. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm tripling mine. Why? Because I need more money. I got kids that's got to come.
Yes.
So I got to have me about $3,000 or $4,000 for the conference. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that I can come and do what I need to do. See?
That's right.
Hallelujah. Praise God. If you just obey the prophet, praise the Lamb of God, you will receive the increase in your life. Now, we gave this out. All of you, I want to be there. This, that, another, I want to be there. I want to come. Praise the Lamb of God, but I don't know my income. All you have to do is put pennies away a week, and you'll be able to pay your registration. You'll be able to, praise the Lamb of God, get a flight if you need to. Praise the Lamb of God. Pay for your room those couple of nights. Praise, and if you share a room, of course, you're going to split the bill in half. Praise God. Hallelujah. Or you might want to open your room up to somebody who can't afford it. Say, you know what? All you got to do is get there. You got a place to sleep.
Amen.
It's an easy plan, people of God. Hallelujah. It's an easy plan. Stop running buying shoes. Stop looking at everything to wear and to put on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You do what I tell you, you're going to prosper. You're going to say, Lord, have mercy. Look at here. Praise the Lamb of God. And you can do it every year. And you can do it every year. And you'll increase it. It's about a matter of discipline. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. I got to talk to the birth. I'm coming to you. Praise the Lamb of God. My daughter here. Now, praise the Lamb of God. What's going on right now in your life?
Oh, wow. I'm like divine favor. Everything is just happening where the enemy is trying to cause me to doubt my God, but I'm standing. When that spirit of depression tries to attach itself to me, I rebuke it because I don't deal with depression. Depression is not something that I even claim. And I rebuked it, and I told, you know what? I'm still going to thank and praise God. You know, everything that God promised me, I know it's coming to pass, and there's a set time for it to come to pass. So I'm just going to stand on the word of the prophet and believe that God is going to do what he said he was going to do. I know he didn't bring me this far just for me to suffer and to doubt him. There's a reason and a purpose why I'm going through this, and whatever God's plan is for it, Lord, I just thank you and praise you. I don't know. A couple of months ago, I had got gas in my tank, and I think I have a leak in my gas line because all of my gas ran out. I said, Lord, but you know what? I'm not going to dwell on the fact that I have no gas. I'm going to dwell on the fact that at least I'm not outside in the elements. I still have a roof over my head. My house is still warm. So I'm thanking and praising you for what I do have instead of sulking in what I don't have.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your daughter. I bless you, Father, according to your word today, Father. Hallelujah. We released the miracle anointing upon her. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
On her life right now, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
God.
I command it upon her now. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Show yourself mightily so that she may know that you're with her continuously, Father. Bless today upon your daughter, Father. You have heard her testimony. You have heard her words. I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lamb of God.
Amen.
All right, I'm waiting on your next one. Hallelujah. All right, who is this here? Bertha's on the line from the D. Hi, Bertha.
Hello, Prophet Shakespeare and all that are on the line. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I was just calling in to testify and to bear witness to the spoken words that have been spoken in my life over the last 2 years about the anointing and the elevation and the fire and where God is taking me. I was at Bishop Anthony Gladstone's church on Monday. I go there with his to his intercessory service. He's called 50 intercessors together corporately to pray and intercede for the city and anyone that calls in. But as I was there on last Monday, his mother came to me. She ran to me and she says, "Oh my God, my God, my God, the anointing that I see on you is so powerful." And
wow.
They started rushing toward me, and I got a little nervous, and the lady said, "All I see is fire." And the word that you spoke to me the last time you spoke a word, I think it was last Thursday, you said that, "Bertha, where you go, they're going to know you there, and when you leave, they're going to know that you've been there." And I had went over to Bishop Tyrone Anderson's church that following Tuesday and Thursday to revival, and all I did was testify, and they just went up. But after what he says, I just thank God, Sister Bertha, that you're here, because you just don't know the fire that you released has just burnt my soul up. And I was just sitting there going, wow, all I did was testify. But I just thank God that I don't have to let people know who I am in him, that he does it for me. That
Hallelujah.
People can see the glory of God in me. And I don't have to go around saying, "I am Bertha Pruitt and I'm full of fire and the anointing of God." It speaks for itself. And I just thank God that the words that he spoke in my life are manifesting and that I'm walking in what, obedience to what he has called me to be. That let me know that I'm growing and maturing him, and I give him all the glory for it, because I can do nothing on my own, but it's him who makes me who I am.
Oh, my goodness. I got something for you today. I got a miracle for you today.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I receive it.
This is what I want you to do, Bertha. Bertha, you going to do what I tell you?
Yes, I am, Prophet.
Bertha, I want you to study fire. And I want you to study, praise the Lamb of God, the different types of fire. And then when you go, praise the Lamb of God, I'm going to release this on you, but then when you go to places, I want you to discern the house on the type of fire that needs to be released.
Okay.
There's a healing fire in you, Bertha.
Ooh.
There's a consuming fire in you, Bertha.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I release it upon you.
Oh, Jesus.
As the fire is released, that you would know, hallelujah, the various fires of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's working in the elements. That's working in the atmosphere. That's working in the churches as you go. Praise the Lamb of God. Now watch them invite you to release the fire.
Oh, glory.
You're going to be invited to release the fire. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lamb.
Hallelujah.
To Jesus. And I won't take it back. Wealth and riches be in your house. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the
Thank
Lamb
you,
of
Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Somebody better go to PSMINTL.org and sow some seeds. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all is draining me crazy today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
PSMINTL.org. It's amazing that you say that because 3 months ago, I sat in the presence of a big drug dealer and didn't know it.
Wow.
And he was on the phone talking to someone. And when he got off the phone, the Spirit of the Lord just spoke. I said, God said, don't do it. And he looked at me and he said, what? I said, God said, don't do it. Because what you're finna do is going to land you in jail. I said, but if you give your life to God, God will take care of your enemy.
Yes, Lord.
The next day he called me and said, thank you. Because it was something in your voice. They calmed the beast that was in me because I was finna go kill somebody.
Woo! Woo!
And he calls me now. I gave him my number. He calls me when he get angry and say, I need you to minister to me and talk to me because there's something about your voice that calms whatever is raging in me. It calms
Hallelujah.
It
that peaceful fire. That peaceful fire, praise the Lamb of God. When you look in fire, you know, I can light a candle and it brings such peace to me, it's crazy. Fire, praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Then you spoke to him and he was going to kill somebody. You consumed it. You took it from him. You better listen what the prophet trying to tell you. It's already working in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God has given you an extraordinary gift. Praise the Lamb of God. In Jesus' mighty name, for your faithfulness, for the seeds you've sown. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm. Woo! Woo!
Oh, Jesus.
Woo! You just watch it. Wait. No, I ain't going to even say it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh.
Somebody get jealous. Praise the Lord. You just watch and see. How you be looking when you walk in? Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to set you up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to bless you, daughter. I'm talking
Thank
about
you,
with
Jesus.
Dollars and cents, God's going to bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name, as sure as the snow falling out the sky right this minute to the ground, so shall my word go forth, saith the Lord.
Oh,
and
please,
not
thank
return
you.
To me, boy, in the name
thank
of Yeshua.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Praise some others that need to be testifying today. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 586, your mic is hot.
Praise the Lord, prophet.
Hallelujah. Who's calling?
This is Sharla.
Sharla, how you doing today?
I'm blessed and highly favored, walking in supernatural ability.
Praise
More
the Lamb
the
of God. Hallelujah. What
My
you got to testify on today?
I'm still here, and I'm still standing in Jesus' name.
Oh, my goodness. Praise
that
the Lord.
That I'm walking through, and I'm coming out victorious, triumphant, more than a conqueror.
My.
This is
my,
just a temporary thing.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Blessed be he.
You know, when you say yes to God, the enemy comes to try to get you to cut your faith line, and it's all on you. But I refuse to quit. I refuse to acquiesce. And I already said shoot your best shot. And I'm waiting on the next in God.
My God.
Because I'm going to still stand and finish everything that he has assigned for my hands to do. And that's my testimony. I'm still.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ooh-wee. Glorious Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We release the recovery anointing. upon you. Praise the Lamb of God today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your daughter, Sharla, and we thank you for her testimony, Father. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for miracle-working power today.
Thank you, God.
We release into her life, God. Hallelujah. Even the more, Father, the oil. Hallelujah. The oil of healing. The oil of restoration. The oil of recovery. Be upon your daughter, Father. Hallelujah. The oil of joy. Let it be on her heavy, Father. A thickness. Hallelujah. That no devil can penetrate. Hallelujah. Let it run on her now, Father. In Jesus' mighty name.
God.
We give you praise. We give you
praise.
Glory. And we say hallelujah to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless you,
Amen.
Sean.
Bless
you.
God bless you, man of God.
Hallelujah. Well, who is this now? Who is this? 614 area code.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, Lily.
My testimony actually starts with a prophecy that you gave me last year. You said that God was going to bless me with a house. And you said, Lily, I see your name on the lease. And you said, I see your name on the deed. It is yours, not anyone else's. It is yours. After that, I started having issues, and I ended up having to move out of my place. And at first, it was like I had nowhere to go. And then my sister opened up her home to me. And then I started dealing with health issues. After I started getting sick, I came home from the hospital. Make a long story short, that didn't work out so well. So I ended up basically sleeping in my car a couple of nights, bouncing between different houses. That's why you guys didn't see me on the page. You didn't hear from me for a while. I was dealing with that. And on top of that, dealing with more health issues. But then before all that started happening, when I went to the prophetic conference, and forgive me, I don't remember the young man's name, but you called him and Elder White to prophesy amongst us. I remember going in front of him, and he said, I see you making a move. He said, I see you're moving. He said, this is an actual physical move. I see you moving into a new place, and it's everything that you have desired and asked God for. It will be everything that you wanted. And he said, I see lots and lots of land. He's like, oh, I see lots of land. Well, I'm come to tell you that my troubles of being without a home of my own is over.
My God in
heaven.
I am currently leasing a house. I found a house. I mean, to get this house was basically a miracle, that it's in the same school district. It has every single thing that I wanted. And when he prophesied about the land, I mean, I have so much land, I don't even know how I'm going to cut the grass. And I was just sitting in my bed the other day, and I was just giving thanks to God, because when you go from sleeping in your car and on a cold night and just wishing that something will happen, you know something's going to happen, you just don't know when. And to actually walk into your promise, I couldn't do anything but to fall on my knees and just give him honor and glory and thanks and just cry out to him.
Awesome.
And then when those prophecies came back to me, and the Lord spoke to me and said, promise fulfilled, don't you ever doubt me again. And I was like, I got to share that. There is no way I can hold that. I mean, I'm standing around this house, and I'm looking, and I'm like, this is a miracle. This is a true miracle. I walk upstairs. I walk downstairs. I go in the garage, and all I could do is say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I walk out the backyard, and every step I take in this house, all I do is say, thank you, Lord. And then when he told me, I'm leasing the house for a year, and after a year, I have the option to buy it I fell on my knees. I'm like, oh, glory to God.
God, my God.
Glory, 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 glory.
My God, my God. And our God shall supply all of your needs.
Yes,
according
Lord.
To his riches and glory. Praise the Lamb of God by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. God will do it. God will do it. God will do it. Praise the Lamb of God. I see a truck pulling up to your house. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's a carriage on the back of it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. With a ramp. Hallelujah. And all I see is a black ramp. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. And a big, praise the Lamb of God, grass cutting machine, lawnmower.
Ooh,
praise
glory.
The Lamb of God, coming off to cut your grass. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's
glory.
Red. And it's red. Praise the Lamb of God. God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, I release the miracle of supernatural supply. Hallelujah. In Lily's life, supernatural supply. Hallelujah, Father, that her testimony will be, I will never have to go back to that again. Praise the Lamb of God, that she will never go backwards. She will never sleep in the car again. She will
Amen.
Never, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, have lack in her life. Hallelujah. Her time has come. Her season has come. Stand by your daughter now, Father, and let your angels be at the front and back door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Watch over that house in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Protection. Hallelujah. Cover it now. Anoint it with your glory. Hallelujah. Let your wind blow through it. Let your wind blow through it, Father. Fill it with new furniture. Hallelujah. Fill it with new things, oh
God.
In the name of Yeshua, God. Show yourself mighty, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb
amen.
Of God. But I told you all it was manifestation time. And I told you all that some of you all was about to get, praise the Lamb of God, some of the promises that God had blessed you all with. I just told you all that last week. I told you all, praise the Lamb of God. And now God is fulfilling his word. Bless you, Lily. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Erica 224.
Good afternoon, Prophet and everybody. This is Maginice.
Hey, Maginice, Chicago Down is calling in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes. I just want to give my testimony. I got so much testimony, I don't even know where to start. I'm just going to start with the past 2 years, my life has done a complete 180. I mean, so much stuff has happened. I just can't even explain it all. A lot, majority of the things that looking at it with the natural eye, you would think, oh my God, the devil is busy in your life. But I just want to testify today that through it all, God has given me an overwhelming sense of peace. And he has allowed me to understand the things that I'm going through, which I perceive as being priceless, because many people go through their entire lives dealing with things and blaming things on the devil, and they never really realize that it's actually God. And I just thank him for that revelation and for the things that he's teaching me and the things that he's showing me, even in the low places, is where he's just showing me his hand. So my testimony today is that he's given me peace beyond all understanding, because people just don't even understand how I keep a right now praise on my lips. I'm always praising God. I'm always lifting him up. And it's just like people are just like, wow, like they cannot understand how I still have joy. And I'm just like, it's God. It's all God. I'm at peace with what's going on in my life. And a second thing I want to just mention is when I first met you, Prophet, when you came to praise, my mother had just died. You didn't know that. My mother had just died. And actually, that's what brought me back to church. I grew up in church all my life, but I was out of church for a while. And when my mother died, my heart was so heavy. All I knew was to go back to church. That was all I knew. So I went back to church, and God began to do a new thing in me. And but what the first word that you ever spoke over my life was, God said, all things new. And a lot of things began to happen right after that. I got a lot of new materialistic things shortly after that, which is all fine, and I praise God for that. But what I hold more valuable is what he did to my spirit, what he did to my mindset, because he transformed my whole mindset. And I just thank him, because once you get to that place where you can – where your whole mindset has been transformed, then the way that you perceive things that are happening in the natural is completely different. So I thank God for that. I thank him for you. And that's my testimony, because God is just awesome, and he can do anything but fail.
Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your daughter. Oh, my goodness gracious, the Lord is here. Ah, God, blessings upon blessings. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. I release the wealth anointing on your daughter.
Hallelujah.
A miracle in her life, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For Father, sometimes she feels like she's all alone. But show her who her sustainer is. Show her who her provider is, Father. Show her the Lord God Almighty has chosen, has elected, and has loved upon her, Father. Hallelujah. Put your arms around her now. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, turn it all around. Suddenly. Hallelujah. Let it spring forth, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. More than enough. In Jesus' name. More than a girl, let me tell you something. I just saw, just like the widow who came to the prophet, all that oil, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Your pots are sealed on your stove. I know that. Praise the Lamb of God.
You know what, prophet? I feel God right now. I am so hot. My body
I know
is so
you do feel it. Praise the Lamb of
I
God.
I'm going to tell you something, prophet. Let me tell you, you just spoke it out your mouth. Sunday. Now, God kept me home from church last Sunday because he was doing the thing. He was doing the thing in me. But when I went to church on this Sunday, I woke up with that same authority that you woke up with. That's how I felt. I just felt it in my spirit. When I got to, I didn't have no money. Okay, I had $5. When I got to church, my grandmama gave me $10. I said, okay. I said, Lord, now that I put $5 in church because I had to put the rest in my tank, but that was 33% of what I had. And I told God, I said, Lord, I need this to be the seed right here. This has got to be it. Because this is way over what, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just like, God, I need this money to come back to me because I know and what I thought about in my mind was the widow and the oil.
Lord have mercy. I just seen the widow and the oil. I saw pots on your stove, big pots too, full. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. More than enough is yours. Just watch what
Hallelujah.
Spoke today. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I'm going to say this to you one more time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you this one more time. It's literally a sin. It's literally a sin, praise the Lamb of God, for you all to collect so much and for me to pour out so much to you all, and some of you won't sow $5. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you.
I
ain't begging. I'm just telling you the principle of sowing and reaping. There's a principle, praise the Lamb of God, of sowing and reaping. Hallelujah. Right? You can't dipping in the well of God. Hallelujah. And never putting nothing in. So what you say, Maganese?
I just want to testify to that. Because I know that all the while, I lost my job in May. I have not had any income since May. Well, prior to all of that, I was always sowing seeds. I always sowed
the Lamb of God. Now, that I will say about you.
And what I know is right now, I'm living off of those seeds that I have sown. I have not had income since May. Prophet, you know what's been going on with me. Everything I apply for gets denied. Everything. But let me tell you something. My bills are paid.
Hallelujah.
I still have a car. I am not in want for anything. All of my utilities are on. My kids are wanting for nothing. And what God continues to bring back to my remembrance is, see, a lot of times we sow seeds and we expect this big, huge return, and that's not always the case. God is like, I shall provide all of your needs. You don't know how he's going to do it. He might not drop the check in the mail. He may just do it.
Hallelujah. And you don't know when it's going to come. Praise the Lamb
exactly.
of God. God stores up for you. He said, well, I'm going to keep this for you till later. He save it. Because we ain't got sense to save it. He said, I'm going to save this. I see what you did. I could give it right back to you, but I'm going to wait because I see what's going on down the road.
And I thank him for that. And that's exactly what he says. That's exactly what he
says. He's the Lamb of God, and you will not be put out, and you will not walk the street bragging. Once I was young, now I'm old. I tell you two things I have never seen. The righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging bread. I've never seen that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 37 and 25. Go look at it if you don't believe it's there. Praise the Lord. Imagineese done lit us up today. Somebody else want to testify, Imagineese? Praise the Lamb. Here we go.
Hallelujah.
It's all the way from Cali Alley. Praise the Lamb of God. Is this bread?
Oh, my God in heaven. You know I got a testimony. My God in heaven.
BB!
Prophet, Imagineese, all glory to all. Praise to God on today. I'm happy to talk to you all and join in on the conversation. I'm going to share our testimony, man, because in 2011, I came to the prophetic gathering with my family in California, and I'm living in and working in Chicago, living in Indiana, and I didn't know what to do at the time. Didn't understand why God had isolated me so in a state of Indiana and set me in that place. I had no idea. But one thing I did have, I had a release of some finances by moving to Indiana. And Prophet, you know, on that last day of the conference, you mentioned that the hotel had charged you some extra money.
Yeah.
And my spirit, I had already gave a couple $100s. I maybe like $500 the night before. The Lord told
me, I was broke too. I was sitting there with tears in my eyes.
And the Lord said, you said, I need $800. And the Lord said, write the check at that time. And I wrote that check. And the Lord told me to do it. I my first time ever walking into an experience like that, because you know what church I came from, and I didn't understand a prophetic move. I didn't really hear people speaking in tongues like that. I was going to church, but I felt a different anointing in there, a different spirit in that hotel room. Was like an experience I've never experienced before in my life. And from that seed forward, I began to lock into Facebook. I began to lock into the page. I began when the radio store started jumping off, I started listening to the radio show. And ever since then, I've been planting seeds and praying and giving it. And God has moved me from that place to where I am today. But my testimony, without going so long, is after we spoke, after the prophetic word went by last week, and after we prayed on Friday, I was in such a high praise after praying on the page Friday, and we were short on our rent. And I just remember walking out to the, I went to the call, got on the phone, and the lady called me from Sprint and was really like, kind of like dogging me on the phone bill. And I just like, oh, man, this is ridiculous. But instead of getting angry, I said, you know what, God, I'm going to praise you through it. I'm telling y'all, when I went out to the mailbox, a check from Jada, we first got to California, Jada did an Oreo cookie commercial. And we believed that check, we weren't supposed to receive any more money from this commercial. For 2 years, we received resources from this commercial. We went out to the check. It was a $3,000 check in the mail 2 years ago, from 2 years ago.
Two years ago.
And God has, every time we doubted, every time we needed some money, every single time we needed a dollar, every time we were short in this household, God has released anointing, has released a check, every single time. He has released it through me. He released it through my daughter, my wife, and all I can do is, and now God has opened up another avenue for Jasmine. All I can do is give praise and testimony to sowing a seed in this ministry, regardless of what everybody else is saying on the outside. The Bible, I was reading Isaiah, it talked about the prophet is like a tree, planted. And I know that if I continue to plant seeds around the prophet, around the water, it's going to be bear fruit in all seasons. And it's doing it. All I can say is it's doing it. And I expect the supernatural release. I'm expecting it. I'm so expecting it right now with this child song that's out here right now for us. It's kingdom business time. That's only my testimony, because God is releasing it. He is doing it. He has done it for us. He continues to do it. And like Maggie said, we got to stop focusing on our problems and start focusing on that word and battle all that stuff, man, because God is releasing it to us. That's my testimony on today.
You want me to put so mighty about your testimony, Brother Brent. The power of your testimony is the transformation of your family. People of God, when this happened, the other day, when that check came in the mail, Brett called me. I didn't know that this situation was going on. He called me, but Jada got on the phone. His got on the phone and said, I called you to give our testimony. Jada testified. Praise the name of God.
Hallelujah.
The baby gave a testimony. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Praise the God will allow conditions to be so that he can bless your whole house spiritually. Growth, spiritual development. You must have some downs. Praise the Lamb of God. You must have some hard times. Some faith stretching times.
Oh my God, it has it.
Your whole family can come into it.
Ooh,
the whole family can see God work. When God is going to use a house, Brett.
Oh my God.
When God is going to use a family, the whole family's faith got to be straight.
Oh my prophet, listen to me. So
hallelujah.
After this awesome testimony, the enemy tried to come in. We got a couple of areas in our family that needs to be tightened up. Now, this is a testimony for you. Now, it's areas that need to be tightened up as we go in our family walk and as we walk as men of God and lead our family that are preaching the anointing. And once I realized that if we had to start sitting down as a family. I got on a radio show late, not to brag, but a testimony, because we had to come together as a family and study and get our armor up and get in Ephesians 6, because the enemy is going to attack our children, going to attack us so much. We have to tighten up our unit. And then we come together as a body of Christ. So that's our testimony today, is we come in together as a family in that word. Because we don't come in that word all together. The children have to be included in that word, in that study time, in that prayer time.
Right.
Got to be included into it. And we come together as a family. I don't care, mother, father, no mother, women with children, no husband. If we don't come together under the same body, under that word, and together, we're going to have those cracks in our foundation, and that enemy seeking to destroy, man. And that's my testimony on today. That's my testimony. That we spend time connecting as a family in that word, because we know this enemy coming around, seeping around, trying to creep in here, man. I ain't having it. I'm on my guard right now, I'm telling you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I'm going to tell you this. You better get that stingy spirit out of your mouth. Now, the Bible cannot lie, and I'm just going to say this to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Those who sow sparingly reap sparingly. That's the word of God.
Woo.
Those who sow sparingly reap sparingly. Those who sow graciously reap gracious. It's right there in Corinthians, the 9th chapter. Don't act like you ain't read it. It's right there. I ain't making no word up. I ain't bamboozling. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm giving you the pure, unadulterated word of God. Our problems is we are stingy when it comes down to God. We will go out and spend money on shoes, clothes, food, tip people, and everything. And then when we consider what to sow to God, it won't even amount to a meal. It won't even amount to a pair of shoes.
Mm.
It won't amount to a suit. It won't amount to a dress. You got to be able to show your best to God Praise the Lamb of God when you want the best back from him. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. And I won't take none of them saying back. Praise the Lamb of God. Brent, you are a living testimony. I got some more here. Boy, oh boy, this is a whole testimony day here. 2 hours of testimony. Erico 226, light our fire quick.
Praise God, praise God.
Gil.
Hello, prophet. Hallelujah.
Canada and then. Come on, Gil, tell us something. We listen.
Praise God. You know, this week and this week, this month, this
Mama.
Year has been amazing. Father has blessed me and uplifted me and restored me, mended me from my broken ways. And I'll tell you, this week I was so shocked. I got sick and thought that was it. You know, I don't have to do anything. God's going to let me sit and rest. Yeah, not going to happen. He provided a way for me to. I was sitting in a cafe, just sitting there reading my scripture, reading the forum, praying for other brothers and sisters, and someone sat down and right in front of me and asked me, you know, what are you doing? I said, I'm just praying. All of a sudden, the Lord quickened my soul and said, you know, something's wrong with you. You're not feeling right. God just told me this. He says, really? And praise God. You know, after I spent time with this brother, which he wasn't a brother. He had walked away from the church as well. He was following the wrong path.
Mm.
And every word that came out of my mouth, I had no idea where it was coming from. I thought God had taken the gifting from me of being able to prophesy.
Hallelujah.
I thought it was gone. I thought I would no longer be doing what God had called me to. He reminded me in that time where I was ministering to this man that he blessed me with a house when I had nothing. He blessed me with getting custody of my son. He blessed me with his family that I have in Christ on Facebook, that this is my fellowship that he's brought me to. And he continues to teach me, guide me, and restore my body daily.
My God,
this
my God.
This cold, the doctor said this cold is going to last 3 weeks. It's been since Sunday, brothers and sisters, and there's nothing. I feel nothing. I feel no cold. I've had no seizure since I've continued to allow the Lord to minister and to allow the Holy Spirit to continue to fill me. When he prompts me to do something, we better do it. That includes we need to seed. We need to give to this ministry. We need to continue to sow the seed that he's telling us to do. Because when we don't do it, then, you know, are we being faithful to the Father? Praise God. And I just want to thank him in my testimony. That my testimony is that I am here, I am alive, and God has restored, has made me the man that I am. I am nothing. I'm still, in my eyes, I'm still dirt. But the Father has said, I've cleaned you, I've wiped you. Now walk in what I have told you to do. Praise God.
My God, my God. My Father in heaven, I thank you for my brothers. I thank you for Brett. I thank you for Gil. I thank you for their lives, Father. And Father, today, hallelujah, even the more today, Father, I release supernatural provision, hallelujah, and power upon them. Hallelujah, Father, that they will prophesy, that revelation knowledge would be theirs as a gift. Father, I impart today to both of them, hallelujah, hallelujah, a greater measure of the spirit of love of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and compassion for others, that they will move in compassion, Father. I pray that the heavens would open and that they will see the open door, hallelujah, that allows them to come in and out of your presence, Father. I pray today, Father, that joy bells will ring in their soul daily. Hallelujah. That the spirit of depression would not come upon them. I rebuke every demon of hell and every unclean thing. Father, I pray now, hallelujah, that abundance be their middle name. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God, and it is so. Hallelujah. Bless you, Gil. Hallelujah. Thank you, son.
Bless.
Hallelujah. 303, area code, 303. I'm trying to get to everybody. 303, area code.
Hello.
Hello, Janelle from Albuquerque.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
We're blessed. We're giving testimonies today. What you got to tell us?
Oh, I have so much to tell you guys, but I wanted to share my testimony just about how I joined the ministry. I remember when 2 years ago you came to Albuquerque, I believe it was back in 2010, and at this time, like, I had no interest really in, you know, joining the prophetic conference, but I felt the need that, you know, it's something that I should do, that I should go to. So I went and I came on the last day, and I'll never forget that you prophesied that for God to open my eyes and to show me, you know, things. And sure enough, after I left the conference, I began, you know, seeing things and experiencing just like, I guess, like God on a whole new level. And it's been just like amazing with my relationship has been with Christ since I've joined the ministry. And I just wanted to share that with everybody because, you know, he put it in my heart to like give, and so like, I give now. And so, I mean, it's definitely been a life-changing experience. I know that I have not gone without any want, lack, or need since joining, and I'm just really grateful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I want to say this, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and I don't know about you, daughter, praise the Lamb of God, that I have watched God literally, praise the Lamb of God, do so much in your life, praise the Lamb of God. People of God, you just wouldn't believe the things that has transpired in her life that looked like it was for evil, and it turned out good, such as, praise the Lamb of God, the car accident, and then she winds up with a spank brand new car. Praise the Lamb of God, brand new car. Hallelujah. What year is your car, the one you're driving now?
Oh, it's a 2013.
What year was the one you were driving?
2005.
2000 what?
Five.
Okay, now that's a big difference from a 2005 to a 2013. What type of car you drive now?
I have a Honda Accord.
A Honda Accord, and what type of car did you have before?
A Scion TC.
Now, we all know that's an upgrade there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, praise the Lamb of God, this daughter comes back here recently and sow seed, praise the Lamb of God, into the ministry. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something, praise the Lamb of God. The Lord has already moved in her life, praise the Lamb of God. I prophesied to her promotion. I prophesied to her raise, that God was going to give her a raise. Praise the Lamb of God. Tell them what the president of the company sent you, the email.
This week, on Tuesday of last week, it was on Thursday of last week, he sent me an email saying that he was going to give me a promotion and that I'd be happy with it, and that, you know, sometime this week or next week, that my directors here in Albuquerque would have a talk with me about it, and I would get a raise on March 1st, maybe start my new salary.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute, the Lord speaking. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. God says, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This has nothing to do with you, Janelle, praise the Lamb of God, but yet it does, but you already basically know this. God says to tell them, praise the Lamb of God, and I say it with all the apostolic authority that's in me, tell them I refuse to give to anyone that cannot give. It's in my word, and I will stand on my word, says the Lamb of God. I watch over my word, says God. Hallelujah. I watch over my word, and I will not, hallelujah, default on my word. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I'm telling you, I'm just sitting there. This is what the Lord told me to tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Will not give to those who will not give. That's what the Lord has spoken. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious, the Lord is just favoring us so today. Praise the Lamb of God with so many great testimonies. I am excited to the hill. Wait a minute. 661 area code. Praise the Lamb of God. Who's calling? 661, your mic is hot.
Hello, Prophet. This is Jermaine calling.
Hey, Jermaine, how you doing, man of God?
I'm doing well. I just want to give testimonial because of that man that we serve, Jesus Christ. Oh, he is just an awesome God. And I had called in before about the young lady. You were just talking about car accident.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd share that because the young lady who was in a car accident that I prayed with using your anointing oil, she is up now. She is in uniform. She is walking now. And that's all through Christ, through God, and through the
Hallelujah.
Anointing oil.
Lord, praise the Lamb of God. Somebody say glory to the Lamb of God.
Glory.
Say, hallelujah. The God is doing it. God is moving by his spirit. God is doing what he said he would do. He is not faltering on his word, people of God. Grandmother and them used to say this down in the wood floor church before we had carpet, praise the Lamb of God, and they sat on splendid pews. Let me tell you what they used to say. There is no failure in God. Praise the Lamb of God. They knew that coming out of slavery. There is no failure in our God. Praise the Lamb of God. God can do anything but fail you. He cannot fail you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Here's another testimony. I'm trying to get them all in. Jermaine, Erico 313.
Praise the Lord, Prophet. How are you?
I'm fine. Who's calling?
This is Cheryl.
Cheryl, how you doing?
I'm good. I have a wonderful testimony. In November, after the prophetic conference, they tried to break in once. The second time they tried, they got in. But what they took things that were trying to hurt me. And they tried again this third time, but they couldn't get in because God got an angel at my back door. That's what I call to testify about. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute now. I want to pray for all three of you all. Father, I thank you for these, your son and your daughter. Father, I thank you for Janelle. I thank you for Cheryl. I thank you, hallelujah, for our brother Jermaine. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, today, hallelujah, according to your word, Father, hallelujah, you told me to release it. I'm releasing the oil of miracles upon them. Hallelujah, that all that the canker worm, hallelujah, and the palmer worm has devoured, that they will recover it, Father. Hallelujah, 100-fold. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Yeshua, hallelujah, I command blessings upon their lives, O God, upon Jermaine, Father, for his faithfulness, for his boldness, O God. Hallelujah, I pray now that you would increase him the more. In the name of Jesus, that you would use his hands, Father, that he would feel the burning in his hands to lay hands on the sick, Father. Hallelujah, because his faith is such, and that your fire, O God, will run through him, hallelujah, into your people, O God, and heal right before his very eyes. I thank you for Janelle, Father. I pray now that increase, hallelujah, be upon her life, O God, greater than what she can even imagine, O God, and that in abundance, O God, that you will cause favor to be upon her continuously, O God, even at the place of employment, Father. I pray now, O God, that arms, hallelujah, her arms, Father, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, and every finger on her hand would touch businesses, O God, that they would spring forth from her, O God. Ideas and witty inventions will be hers, Father. Cause it to be so in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah and amen. Woo! I love Jesus today. I love him today. I love him today. I love him today. I love God. Hallelujah. I love God's people. I love you, God's people, today. Praise the Lamb of God. My goodness gracious, what a day of testimony. We got time for one more. Praise the Lamb of God. If there's one more person who needs to testify, we got time for one more testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. If you dare to give it today, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Cheryl, I command angels at your front door and back door. I command angels to walk with you up and down the street.
Yes.
I command, praise the Lamb of God, in the name of Jesus,
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, that all that you lost be given back
thank
to you. Interest,
you,
praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The devil owe you seven times on it in Jesus' name, and it shall be so. Hallelujah and amen. Praise
glory.
The Lamb of God.
Glory.
Woo! I give God
thank
all
you,
the
Jesus.
Praise and glory and
thank
honor
you.
Today. Oh, my goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Ooh, what an awesome God. Wait a minute. Here you go. 313 the Detroit line. 313. Who's calling?
Hey, Prophet. This is Mary. How you doing?
I'm Mary. You better give it quick, Mary. Come on. Talk to us.
I just want to thank God for my school sons, how God is delivering and changing their mindsets and how they're being, they're learning and how all of that demonic spirit that was going on in them is ceasing, and God is just changing their lives in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Are you getting the assistance that you need?
I have an assistant, and that has alleviated some of the boundness that I had.
Oh, my God. Praise the Lamb of God. Her mic messed up and she's gone. People of God, we're out of time. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you all today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Father in heaven, bless your people today. As we go, Father, as we leave, Father, let the miracle oil run down on your people, oh God. Show yourself mighty in this day, Father. Give testimonies, oh God. Testimonies upon testimony upon testimony. Give it to them, Father. Let your children rejoice in you, knowing that their God is awesome, knowing that their God is doing a new thing in their life. Shall it not spring forth? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we give you praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah.
Perfect will.